Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story. It is no exaggeration to say that it's freezing. In fact, it's sub-freezing this morning. We're under a cold weather advisory until 10 a.m.
I don't know. I'm not digging wind cutting through my clothing.
No, it's not fun. And ERCOT has a winter weather watch in place for North Texas through Friday. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff is here with us this morning. Dan, did you just set up a cot in here? Are you just going to be here all week? Anytime we turn on the mic, we're going to be like, all right, Dan, come on over.
Right.
Tell us what's happening.
Just roll out of bed, yep, and come in here and sit down for a minute and 10 seconds and go
right
back and bundle up again. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that's what we're going to be doing all week here. We've got that very chilly air mass that plowed through here. We all knew it was coming in, especially if you have wind chimes. Yesterday, a late morning, and temperatures dropped 40 degrees just in a matter of 6 to 7 hours. And now they have continued to fall while you've been sleeping. Upper teens to low 20s wind chills right now are in the single digits. Still have winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. So yeah, the cold air is going to be sticking around, not just today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, but through the end of the week. And for those of you that like snow out there, I know I see both of y'all nodding your heads yes.
No!
We've got some snow in the forecast.
Well, KRLD's Georgia Alfredis continues our team coverage. She is out braving that cold this morning and talking to people who are doing the same. Georgia, what's happening?
Well, I'm at the grocery store. Actually, I'm in my car realizing that I forgot the marshmallows for the hot chocolate. You can't do that, so I had to go back in. But you wouldn't believe how many people walk into the grocery store in shorts. I'm seriously going to turn into Mama Bear on some of these people. But, you know, the grocery store is a place to be right now. I spoke with Philip from Plano, who told me what he does to prepare for this kind of weather.
Well, and if he was here, he would just say that, he stocks up and stuff.
Listen, I want to get into his grocery cart. He's got chili and sour cream and soup. He's going to have the best fixings around. But, you know, we forget that not only, you know, just because it's cold, people still have to go to weather. People still have to go to work. So, you know, daycares need to shop for groceries. There are other people that still have to feed their kids. You know, you can't just be at home. So, people are out here at the grocery store. It is crowded, and most people are dressed weather-wise, except for the crazies who are walking in here with their shorts on. And I apologize for calling you a crazy, but listen, later up, it's cold. From Plano, Georgia Alfredis, 1080 KRLD.
Thanks so much, Georgia. We always appreciate it. Great job. And also, we've got to get through this winter snap, but a lot of people will find themselves filing insurance claims once it's over.
Rich Johnson with the Insurance Council of Texas has some tips so you won't be one of them. For starters, disconnect your outside water hoses, cover your spigots, because you really don't want a busted pipe.
That could be tens of thousands of dollars of damage. And yes, your insurance will cover it, but boy, it is a headache. Sometimes you'll have to vacate the house. It'll shut down your kitchen or your laundry room or a bathroom.
And don't turn the heat off. Keep it at least 55 to 60 degrees. Open cabinets to let warm air touch the pipes for sinks that are up against an exterior wall. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cowboys season is over after a 23-19 loss to Washington Sunday. It's not like the team wasn't competitive, though. They led for most of the game and went back and forth in the fourth quarter.
Snap to Lance, inside handoff. Dowdle pushing, touchdown! Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rico Dowdle, a rushing touchdown.
But Washington marched 91 yards for the game-winning score, a touchdown pass with 2 seconds left. You know, Trey Lance played the whole day at quarterback.
I felt prepared for this opportunity, and like I said, man, just disappointed we didn't make the most of it. Disappointed I didn't make the most of my opportunities in the red zone specifically.
The Cowboys scored touchdowns on just one of their 6 trips to the red zone. Tristan Ryans continues our team coverage.
After a losing season filled with challenges, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy described the loss to Washington Washington was almost a representation of their year.
For us to go out there and compete and finish our commitment, that's, to me, was a given. You know, I felt in some ways that game was a little bit of a microcosm of our season. You know, just it goes all the way down to the last play. A lot of good things happen in the game, you know, for young players, but the little things that we didn't do was part of the reason why we didn't win the game.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kind of a crazy story from Netflix this morning. One of the highest rated TV shows during the holiday season on Netflix did not have a single human in the production. Okay. Not one. Now, I'll give you a second to ponder that.
Mm-hmm.
What show would not have people?
Mm.
So one of the top streaming shows on Netflix was The Crackling Yule Log.
What?
Yeah, just the...
Just this?
Yeah, the log that's on fire.
What?
That's one of the most popular... Even beat the new Squid Game in some countries. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Probably made $1 billion. We should have come up with that idea.
Man, I want to be the agent for that crackling log.
Yeah.
Cold weather blanketing North Texas. Search crews near Sherman, though, remain committed to finding 8-year-old Clara Robinson. Clara and her dad swept away in floodwaters Christmas Eve when their family was traveling from Oklahoma to McKinney. Crews have employed drones and horseback teams and other tools in their relentless efforts to find her. On Saturday, there was a memorial service in Oklahoma that honored both Clara and her dad.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station for market and business updates. This one brought to you by Trajan Wealth, our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hey, good morning, guys. We're going back to work now officially, sort of limped in last week, but we're coming in with a vengeance. It looks like we've got big gains coming across the board. The Dow pointing higher by 176 points. That's the best I've seen so far this morning. The NASDAQ's been strong all pre-opening long, up 212, it looks like. Now the S&P average up 45 points. The European markets are helping out. Germany's up 1.1%. France is up 1.8%. Those are big gains. UK is fairly flat this morning. Interesting stories that are out there this morning. Well, we have to see, you know, how much credibility we can give. First of all, to a Washington Post report, they say that those tariffs that we've been hearing about, which would be imposed unilaterally on everybody and, you know, drive up inflation and everything else, now they're saying what the incoming administration is looking at is imposing tariffs on key sectors rather than universally. That would mean that our businesses that are critical to the United States national economic security might have tariffs on them, but, you know, that bottle of wine coming out of France might not. We'll see if that happens. Apple's iPhone assembler Foxconn says they saw record fourth quarter volume over there, up 42%, and they say it's all on artificial intelligence, and the demand is soaring. It's lifting all the chip stocks this morning. And this evening, NVIDIA's CEO, of course, the epicenter of artificial intelligence, their CEO is making a major address at that CES conference getting underway in Las Vegas. Right now, crude's up 42 cents, 74.38. Gold's down 90 cents, 26.53.90. Interest rates are unchanged. It looks like we've got good gains coming right across the board. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
We're following breaking news here at 7:26 as the Jacksonville Jaguars announced that they have fired their head football coach, Doug Peterson. He's out after just 3 years with the team.
Well,
this is the time of the year they make NFL coaching changes.
It is. What's going to happen with Mike McCarthy? That's what we're going to be watching over the next few days. Well, we've got new details in the New Orleans terror attack. The ATF says the rifle the suspect had with him in the attack was purchased here in North Texas just weeks ago.
We did make contact with the individual who completed a private sale of the rifle on November 19th, 2024, in Arlington, Texas. This individual, based on our investigation, does not know Jabbar. This was a chance encounter.
As for the explosive used in the IEDs that were planted, investigators say all those items are available in the U.S. They're not rare compounds. And the man behind that deadly truck attack, Shamsud Din Jabbar, had visited New Orleans twice before and used Meta smart glasses to record video of the French Quarter, we're learning this morning. Also, the terror attack in New Orleans, some say, may just be the start.
A newly published intelligence bulletin is warning about copycat vehicle ramming attacks. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says we need to get to the root of extremism and snuff it out.
Evil preys upon the weak-minded and the vulnerable.
The Texas Republican is confident that under the Trump administration, federal law enforcement will focus less on woke ideologies, which he feels can be a distraction. The incoming immigration czar agrees. Tom Homan says that insider threat analysis had been put on the backseat by the Biden administration. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And a fire at a Northwest Dallas shopping center left hundreds of animals dead.
The flames at Plaza Latina on Harry Hines between Royal and Walnut Hill caused severe damage to a building housing several small businesses, including a pet shop. There were no human injuries, but officials say 579 dead animals were removed from the scene, deaths blamed on smoke inhalation. Dallas Animal Services says most of the animals were small birds, as well as chickens, hamsters, two dogs, and two cats, but no exotic animals. Plaza Latina features a variety of Hispanic businesses and suffered a partial roof collapse. Officials say it took about 45 firefighters to control the Friday morning two-alarm fire using hand lines and three ladder pipes to surround and drown the fire from all sides. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.